Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I had to get a new mic. My last show, I heard all kinds of stuff. If you really want to reach me, you're better off sending me an email. That would be far better, because I can't comment back on Podbean because I don't have a cell phone and I don't want one. Don't send me any. Don't need them. Don't wind up like my last phone with a hammer. If I had a hammer, I'd smash all the cell phones. Something like that. Anyhow. So I got a new mic. Apparently my last mic kind of pooched. Had it for a while. So I got a Yeti. So it looks like it's working pretty good. So give me some feedback. Again, if you want to send me a comment, independs@yahoo.com. independz@yahoo.com. I'm going to start tonight off with a very controversial question. And it's going to be somewhat nauseating for a lot of you. No, it has nothing to do with sex. I know sometimes you guys get nauseated when I say certain things sexual. What would you do? What would you do if a cannibal came to your house for dinner and you happened to be on the menu? What would you do? I want you to think hard on this. Really hard. What would you do if, you know, a cannibal was coming to dinner and you happened to be on the main dish? Or your kids were going to be an appetizer? Or grandma was going to be, you know, leftover, a sandwich or something? What would you do? Now, I ask this question primarily because the government of Canada wants to disarm Canadians. At the same time, they want to legalize cannibalism. See, I have a dilemma with this. I personally have a dilemma with this. So, we are allowing more demonic activity to become a reality in this inverted reality that we call living or existing, or I don't know what you want to call it. The shit for brain reality is what it is. So we now are having this potential issue in regard to cannibals are going to be running free. Now, I want you to get a scenario here. Okay, you live in a town or a city. Okay, in Canada, we got a lot of towns in the middle of nowhere. So everything is contingent on the roads being open and highways and truck drivers being able to transport goods across the country. That's just how Canada works, right? It's not going by train or rail. It's going by truck. Most of the time, it's going by truck. Now we have a food shortage going on because we're now being the planet is being irradiated beyond belief. Today, I had Michigan and Ontario, and this shit coming through Michigan would make you hurl. And it's going right through Detroit and Windsor, and another beam was shooting right across somewhere between Chatham and Ridgetown, shooting right across from Michigan, right across the province into, I believe, Ohio. These beams are all over the place. You know, they're all over the place. You know, and then Ontario does its fair share of killing all of us. I have a friend of mine in London, Ontario, and she's actually the one who got me to look at this stuff. And I see beams going through London, Ontario. It's un-effing believable what you see going through London, Ontario. And I bet dime to a dollar there's a lot of people in London, Ontario suffering nausea, stomach issues, digestive disorders, aches and pains, mental fog, mental disorientation. That's from the shit coming out of Toronto. So, and it's not just these two states and provinces. This is all over the planet. You know, I was looking at different states in the United States because there's two different maps I have to look at. And because one specifically targets the U.S. and the other one targets basically the whole planet. Yesterday we had a storm between London and Chatham that didn't show up on the radar. And a buddy of mine came down from Toronto to see me, and he couldn't see past his window coming through Chatham. So then I talked to my friend in London. She said she couldn't see. It was just hammering them. We never got any rain here in Windsor. Nothing. All we've been getting is high doses of radiation, and we're being internally cooked, literally. So we got all this going on that's killing the food supply. We're wiping out the cattle, wiping out the goats, we're wiping out the sheep, we're wiping out the chickens, wiping out the ducks, the geese, we're wiping out the fish. Wildlife is being wiped out as well. All the fires going on all over the place, which I believe is coming from the satellites that they're transmitting downward, directed energy weapons, setting things on fire. So the food supply is being eradicated. I think this by this time next year, most stores in the United States and Canada will be hurting. And I do believe probably by fall, they're going to engage some kind of bullshit, like they always do, to further their agenda in wiping out mankind. Okay, right now, Ontario is not forcing mask mandates for children to go to school. They found out that wasn't a good idea. It only took 2.5 years to get that through the frickin' government. But you always have to remember, for every little victory that comes, there's another major storm coming right around the corner. It's always been the case. So I want you to be prepared for that too. So I'm going back to that question. Some of you might get a little bit, you know, upset. I get it. You know, it's not a normal question that you ask all the time. But what would you do? How would you stop? Say you had a neighborhood of people that were all cannibals, and they decided that because they looked at you as weak and an easy target, they were coming to your house to have dinner, and you just so happened to be dinner. And your kids are leftovers that could be made into a stew, and grandma could be made into a sandwich. You know, I know it sounds warped and wicked, and I get that. It sounds maybe a little nauseous. I get that too. But what would you do? See, it's important that you realize so much is going on to destroy you, or to destroy your DNA, or to destroy your existence. This is a war that's going on. I've been saying this all along. We are at war. They have used a bioweapon to engage us in war. They are now using psychological and psychiatric warfare to F with our head. They are now reading brainwaves, or our brainwaves, and putting anodes in a parallel simulation with you being in it. You know, it's a constant war. How many of you are remembering your dreams? The reason why you may not be remembering your dreams is because of the brainwave activity that's going on while you're sleeping, and you are being conducted into that simulation, and as a result, they may be blocking the communications network between you here and you over there. Imagine that. So as a result, your dreams may be being dreamt in that simulation, but you don't receive the dream. Again, imagine that. So there are a lot of things going on, and again, I'm talking in terms of targeting and targeted individuals. And like I said, everybody in the world is targeted. But these are things that we need to really realize. They're not science fiction or science fairy tale or Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse shit. We're talking some real heavy duty assault. They're hitting you in the physical realm, stripping away your food, legalizing cannibalism, taking away your right to defend yourself or the means to defend yourself. If you're in Canada, I would encourage you, do not surrender your guns at all. At all. You need to read this link tonight that I'm putting up here on the cannibalism. And you better think twice about how you would defend yourself against a situation like this. And for some of you, it's going to be a little unnerving, and I get that. But remember something. Right now, it hasn't become full-blown. It's been going on. You know, when the pedophile thing was really big in the Pizzagate, they were eating these kids. These are some sick fucks, period. And you have to understand that now they want to make sure that everybody has equality. No law, No real law, no real representation, no honoring what's good and right and righteous, no honoring what is godly on any level. Now we are honoring the satanic side of things, and it is unfathomable that this planet has this much evil oozing out of it. Okay, and there's going to be strength in numbers. What I mean by that is, if you're with people that are awake and with people that are working to come up with solutions, and there's a good deal of you, that will be your defense. And you have to be willing to use whatever available to put down the threat like this. You are no longer dealing with a man or a woman. You are dealing with something that is of a base mind. The only thing that they understand is force, nothing else. Might is right in this situation. That's how it's going to be. Now, I was listening to something along the lines somewhat about the incivility going on in Canada. So I was listening to this woman talk. I wasn't sure if she was a pansy, candy ass, or a pacifist, because she was asking these ridiculous questions like, where did we become so incivil toward each other? Well, when I hear people make these kind of comments, trying to be a pacifist, I don't know if she's an ass kisser or what she is. But what started this? The unvaccinated, the ones with the brain, realized that this was a bioweapon and refused to get the injections. And as a result, we're punished for making a stand. You couldn't go grocery shopping, you couldn't go here, you couldn't go there. You had to wear a mask. If you didn't want to wear a mask, again, you were punished. You had to dip your hand in that solution. If you didn't do that, you'd get into all kinds of arguments. And then basically, I had my favorite two words that I always use, FRO. And after that, it seemed like it settled things down real quick, put everything in perspective. But you have to understand that people that did not get the bioweapon inserted into them were in the right. But because they were in the right, even the Prime Minister attacked everybody who didn't get injected. If you think for 1 minute you're going to get on an airplane, or a train, a bus, or public transportation and sit beside people who got the jab, you got another thing coming. Says one sock. And Klaus is my dad. He's my third father. He's the one that engaged this incivility. And all people did was just, and again, when you sit there and think about it, it was not the unjabbed it was the unjabbed that turned the other cheek. It was the unjabbed that didn't get violent, kept it cool. So I'm not sure who this woman is talking to or about. And instead of dealing with the idiot in Ottawa, that created this incivility and presented this barrage of comments for the truck drivers. Oh, they're misogynists and they're women haters and, you know, they're Nazis and all this other horseshit. And yet, when we saw on television, the truck drivers cleaned up the area. They were in peaceful protest. They talked with everybody around. They got a lot of support. They didn't violate anything. The incivility that we are seeing today was stimulated by the government. It's always been the government that has always agitated and stimulated incivility. Look at the situation we have now with Quebec and the rest of the country. Look at it. Who caused that? Pierre Trudeau and René Lévesque. That's who caused it. That's what created the split in the country. When you sit there and look back in history, they're the ones that created the problem. That's why I always say that, you know, when everybody's talking about what can do to get Canada and keep Canada safe, blah-dee-dee, blah-da-da, that's why I always say go to secession, because the only two provinces that ever beat the federal government at their own game was Alberta and Quebec, and they both threatened the government with that they were going to leave, and they created a notwithstanding clause to keep both of them inside so they could make their own decisions within the jurisdiction of their own provinces. And in fact, they also were showing that it's the provinces that have the power, not the federal government. All the federal government's duty is to transfer payments to all the different provinces. They're not to withhold anything. But they're the ones that are creating the incivility. We don't have anybody in parliament on any level that is out there trying to do what, for instance, the president of Costa Rica did. You see anybody in this country having the testicular fortitude to do what the president of Costa Rica did? He removed all vaccine mandates from everybody and stated that anybody who would assault or threaten anybody who had rejected the vaccine would be breaking the law. And that was what was going on here in Canada. The law was being broken by the federal government, and yet we had nobody, OPP, CSIS, Mounties, local police, nobody acted in accordance with the law to arrest the people that were causing the civil unrest, and that would have fell right down to the Prime Minister of Canada. Nobody. Yet, somebody driving a truck, having a protest, you had them riding horses over people. And still, after that happened, there was no violent activity. None. And yet the Prime Minister kept barraging the general population and anybody else who was a part of the trucker rally that was down in Ottawa. Okay, seeing what was really going on. They're all being, again, blasphemed. That's a good word. They're all being blasphemed. So when I hear someone talking about incivility and how did we get here? Are you effing kidding me? Have you been in a cave all this time? You know, it's like I said, when I hear stuff like that being thrown out to the general population, it's a guilt thing. Okay, it's all about presenting guilt to the general population to make them feel that they're in the wrong. You're not in the wrong. Like I said, when I hear a Barbie doll like this talking, I just want to puke. Blech, you know. Because it nauseates me. These are word crafting words that she's using to get, again, Canadians to get them to feel guilty about their actions. Nobody in this country needs to feel guilty about anything except Parliament, the parliamentarians, the Conservative Party, which is a joke right now. They're a total joke. And if Paul Revere gets into as the leader of the Conservative Party, that will be a ridiculous joke, because all we're doing is getting a clone of Harper and a clone of Trudeau wrapped up in one. That's all we're going to get. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. Yeah, I don't know why Bergman doesn't run, but anyhow, maybe she is. But like I said, the point I'm trying to get here is there is no party representing us, and you're going to continue being blasphemed because you took a stand for your rights. Look at the bullshit just to go across the border in Canada and the United States. Just to cross back and forth, you got to go through a fucking ritual for 10 minutes to deny anybody to do anything to you, and you got to make sure you keep your passport right where you can see it so they don't take off with it. And all they got is people that in the health department, which have no jurisdiction in the border. None. So should anybody feel guilty? No. Again, this is another form of undermining Canadians and their privileges and their civil rights and their right of entry back into their own country without being harassed or bothered by any kind of ridiculous stupidity. You know. This is what we're dealing with today. So like I said, when I hear this kind of thing, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? I put a satire somebody sent me here about monkeypox and Tam. And I want to touch a little bit about this because now they're saying that the monkeypox is targeting homosexuals. Now think about that for 1 second. 1 second. How does a virus decide who's homosexual and who isn't? Does it got a little computer and connects to the AI? Okay, AI, I need to know, is this guy gay or not? Is this gal gay or not? Let me know. Okay, they're gay. Okay, we'll hit them. Is that how that works? You know, reason why I'm putting it that way, not that I have want to insult anybody who's gay or lesbian or anything like that. I'm trying to point out that this is actually happening. Okay, then this is a bioweapon for sure. If it's targeting a group of people that are because they have a lifestyle, then this has to be a program or an operating system. It's like trying to tell me that bees, for instance, are going to only pollinate organics. Yeah, I'm eating organic food. The bees are only pollinating the organics. The non-organics, the bees are not going near. You know. Yeah, this, like I said, this is what when I'm hearing, when you hear stuff like that, it makes you wonder who's doing the thinking. Who's doing the thinking? So when we're seeing the difference in the when I, like I said, the attitude and mentality of people and how they are presenting things. Like I said, I'm at a point anyway where I'm just tired of hearing a bunch of nonsense going on by everybody, trying to make everything a bleeding heart situation. And again, we need to hold the government accountable. And none of us should be feeling any way, shape, or form responsible on any of this, on any level. They sowed the seeds of dissension in Canada. We never had these problems before. Okay, and we're all running on a very short fuse, all of us, especially those of us who've been active and trying to come up with solutions and having to deal with this entire farce, you know. And so they caused this. They need to fix this, and they're not going to stop. I'm going to tell you this straight out. They're not going to apologize. They feel that they are lords over us and that we're nothing but their serfs, byproduct. That's all we are. How are you going to apologize for all the family members in this country, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, cousins, that died because of these ridiculous mandates? How are you going to make that up to them? How are you going to tell me that while this was going on, as a premier of the province, you were profiting by the fact that people were dying, not because of a fake pile of rubbish, but they were dying because of the principles and the procedures you put out there that didn't do nothing? How are you going to make that up to people? How is the Prime Minister going to apologize to Canadians for all the harmful, insulting, and degrading things he said about Canadians? If he hates Canada that much, why don't you fucking leave? Period. If you hate Canadians that much, there's the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. That's the attitude you should have, because it was the Prime Minister and his policies that he implemented by Klaus Schwab and the WEF and Gabby by Bill Gates. They were the ones that created these policies that he enforced. As a result of these enforcing policies, Canadians died unnecessarily. How many natives died on the reserves? They're Canadian. How many of them died? How many of them died? How many of them were lined up to take a bioweapon to wipe them out? How do you apologize for that? Oh, oops, we're sorry. We thought we were doing the right thing. Yet, everybody across the planet had already shut down and stopped all these procedures, and yet the Prime Minister was adamant about maintaining and enforcing bad policy that has been continually killing off Canadians. How are you going to apologize for that? So when I hear about this bullshit about incivility and this pacified tone to make us feel guilty about it, I have no remorse. All I got's anger. And they put it there. I all of us have family members that have taken jabs. And now all we can do is wait for them for their jabs, the number of their days to come to an end. And again, I will hold the Premier of Ontario, the Prime Minister of Canada, and the Parliament fully responsible for the deaths of every family member that I have in this country that took that stupid damn thing because they needed to go to work. They were forced to take it or they didn't have a job. And now we got Paul Rivera that wants to bring 36,000 nurses from Europe over here instead of rehiring our own nurses and then blaming the gatekeepers. When I hear shit like that, it just makes me go bonkers. Like, who is this dumbass? The whole theme that has gone on, and you know what Bill Gates has said was on the is on this show, I think this show or the last one, that a new pandemic's coming, another one will come. They're not done slaughtering the planet. They're not done slaughtering Canadians. They're not done slaughtering Americans. They're not done slaughtering Mexicans and Central Americans and people of the Caribbean and South Americans. They're not done wiping out Europeans. They're not done wiping out Africans of a tan nature. They're not done wiping out South Africans. They're not done wiping out Australians or New Zealanders. This is just beginning. You still believe that you should listen to a government that doesn't know good from bad policy? They have lost all frame of reference to judgment. Can they not see that people have died for nothing? I replayed that thing with artists to show that the numbers are about 10 times higher than what we're being told. And everybody I'm talking to people now is telling me that people that have been jabbed are driving very erratically. They can be hostile. I have on here as well sudden death. Sudden death. I don't mean a hockey game where you're in your third period and you finished it and you both are tied at 3-3. And you're going to play a sudden death overtime. I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to people, and the link is full. Saudi Arabia, a businessman died, a basketball player died, a soccer player died. We had 14 doctors in Canada dying. In one way, and I hate to say it this way, but in one way, this is good. Maybe everybody will sober up to a reality that these people that are in high positions, medical, athletic, business, are being targeted with this bioweapon just like everybody else. And these were doctors, allopaths, that were supposed to be well-versed in the realm of biology and genetics. And they all are pooched because they believed in the propaganda and didn't do the research. And they got paid lucratively to continue killing Canadians, Americans, you know, Europeans, Russians, you know, everybody. Baltics, Central Europe, East Europe, all of it. India, China, all of it. All of it. Sudden death. You may want, when you watch that, you're going to, you got to think about things. You know, the level of planet side that's going on today, the level of planet side going on today is like we've never seen. I was listening to a quotation yesterday. They said 1,000 years ago it was easier to control 1 million people than to kill them. Today it's easier to kill 1 million people than to control them. Imagine that. You can control 1 million people a lot easier 1 million years ago than kill them, but today it's easier to kill them than control them. Guess what option they picked? Option B. When you, I got a thing on here from 2016, somebody sent it to me, and it's an interesting, it's very interesting, and a lot of you are going to be able to relate to this, how artificial intelligence in this scenario has completely taken over mankind. Mankind has become a complete subservient to a machine, to a effing machine, and the machine knows when to sedate the host, the subject, knows when the host needs to sleep, when they need to work. They even have a counseling session where it's just a recording, where a guy talks into this recording, doesn't realize it's just a picture of some kind of guru or some kind. And this recording goes on and on. It says, well, we are so blessed to be able to have a position that we can go to. Doesn't that sound familiar? You should be grateful you got a job. Even though it pays you a nickel an hour, you should be grateful. You should be grateful you're alive and that God's keeping you. That's what you should be grateful for. And you should be grateful that your brains are still functioning and you have the ability to think and not allow yourself the luxury of going along with an operating system or a program that has been programmed to take you out. Okay, it's going to be incredible. Like I said, when you watch this, this is where it's going. To completely bound mankind, and artificial intelligence will control that tether. And to wake up in that scenario is very difficult because of the constant sedation of the medications they give you, the shit they're feeding you, and the way they have regulated you on every level. You can't even have sex without permission. It's a crime. That's where this is going. That's where our lives are going. You know, right now you come home, you take a look at your wife, your wife takes a looks at her husband, says, hey, 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 you want to play? Tap each other's shoulder and away they go. In that scenario, you can't do that. Because if you do that, the room that you're in is monitored by all kinds of sensors and artificial intelligence units all over. So once they pick up that you've had some activity going on in your room that wasn't deemed regulated. Does that sound familiar? Deemed regulated? Deemed regulated. The mandates are deemed regulated. The boogeyman is coming. We're going to have to mandate you. Protect you from the boogeyman. Ooh. You know, we are in that. We're not too far away from that. I want to read something. I saw this in a biblical passage. It's Hebrews 11:33-38. And it's the last sentence that got me. But it talks about how people of faith had suffered all kinds of stuff. Hebrews 32 talks about different men and women in the past that had faith and made a difference with their faith. But 33, I want to read this. Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness were turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. This is about having faith in God. There are others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. 38. This is the sentence that I looked at with some interest. The world was not worthy of them. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. They formed their own system and society. The world is not worthy of them. Think about that. Are you part of them? That's my what I'm throwing out there. Are you part of the them crowd? Just something to think about. Something to think about. I saw that and I thought, that's pretty cool. You know, I thought, well, there's part of it that is a little rough, you know. So flogging and imprisonment and torture to death. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, hey, party. Woohoo. I'm going home. But that other aspect, you know, how they all endured some kind of degeneration of some kind. Well, you know, same kind of thing. Mocking and taunting, just like the Prime Minister did with all the people that refused to be injected by these injections. He persecuted them. Imagine the Prime Minister of Canada persecuting people in his own country, his own countrymen, persecuting them because they refused to accept a bioweapon. Basically, was trying to manipulate people to commit suicide, making them make the choice under duress. And now he starts persecuting them. You can't go on a train. You're going to go on a train or a plane or a bus or this. You got another thing coming. He was saying everything inverted. If these people got the injection, and if it actually worked, then what difference does it make if I got into a bus, plane, train, or anything? I'm not going to spread nothing. Everybody in there is jabbed. See, like I said, the deception and the manipulation and the inversion of the truth. These guys are word crap. Just like this Paul, this guy is a joke. Total joke. What we need in Canada is a party of people, non-bipartisan, that will stand up to the current bullshit we're dealing with today. Independent party, not connected to anything left, right, or in the middle. That's what we should establish in Ontario. I think we need it badly. Because the way we got, well, it's basically a two and a half party system, you know. That's what it is, two and a half parties. I don't count the NDP as a real party. I just think they're just an orthodox version of the Liberals. That's all they are. And they never get anything because of their orthodoxy. And then the goofball they got in Ottawa, the dumbass was so stupid, I couldn't believe it. If they had called an election, the guy would have gained seats from both the Liberals and the Progressives. We'd have had a minority government, and he would have been able to call the shots without Trudeau. That I didn't get. You know, but anyway, he didn't get it either. I understood that's what he had, but, you know, maybe it was better he's that dumb. But again, this goes to show you how inexperienced and stupid these parliamentarians are. Totally stupid. Totally stupid. But what's even dumber is people believing, people putting their faith in a system that has constantly insulted them, constantly has put them down, constantly has been killing family members of everybody, you know. And then Tam, again, this is a satire, a parody of some kind, you know. The whole thing, the cult of the medics of the underworld, this is going to be an eye-opener for a lot of you. This show tonight is covering a lot of different things from a lot of different angles. And I started off with the cannibalism for a reason. I wanted to shock you. I wanted to make you aware that this is going on right now. And I want to present to you that if you have this coming, if you have your neighbors coming for dinner and you're on the menu, is that going to be incivility if you protect yourself and wipe out half the neighborhood so that you're not part of dinner? Because again, if you kill the people that are coming for dinner, the people that are left alive will take them home and eat them instead of you. That's how you got to think. Oh, well, hell, we don't have to go anymore. We got all the meat we need here for a week or two. Dinner. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you got the fastest thing that could move at about 90 miles an hour, and you got out of Dodge. So like I said, you know, now we're talking also, I almost forgot this, a nanobiomimetic. I mean, I've been talking to you about mimetics for a long time, how biomimetics can look like pathogens that have been created in a lab. Now, when you read this, this is talking about always, they always talk about the positive effect of using a nanobiomimetic. But this is where your thinking cap has to come in. And that gets sucked into some kind of syntax mentality when you're reading line upon line, string upon string. You got to think, if they can mask something to look like a blood cell, putting it inside your body, supposedly to do some kind of cleaning or healing, what if they weaponize that very technology? What if it is a weapon that they're using? Again, so you have to start thinking outside the norm. For the last 2.7 years, nothing, we've not gone back to normal. We're still on a yellow alert. We still can't cross the border. If you get on an airplane, you got to put up with all kinds of bullshit. We still don't have access like we used to. And they're talking about, again, violating. Now they're targeting the homosexual crowd. And they're targeting children. If you can't perceive that when you start targeting specific groups, like natives, colored people, light-skinned people, Asians, people that are gay, people that are straight. When you start targeting groups like this, this is a bioweapon. It's not a virus, it's not a flu, it's not some outbreak of some pathogen. It is a bioweapon. Everybody needs to quit calling this the jab. F that. Let's call it what it is. An USCAN Wuhan bioweapon. United States, Canada, and Wuhan. The perpetrators that developed this bioweapon. The USCAN Wuhan bioweapon. That's what it should be called. That's what it should be called. Hey, did you get your USCAN Wuhan vaccination? No, I passed on that one. How come? Well, they never identified it. How could they make a vaccine or a bioweapon? Well, not go stick to that. How could they make a vaccine? They don't know what it is. Maybe that's a bioweapon they put inside you. Nah, the government wouldn't do that, would they? We got a good government. We got a good PM. He's buddy-buddy with Klaus Schwab. He says it's his dad. He's got one sock on. He wouldn't hurt us. I'm just trying to stimulate thinking here. I'm trying to stimulate what transpired in the last 2.7 years. That's what I'm trying to get across. What has happened? What did we lose? Talk to the Americans. They're on the same thinking. They're ahead of us in that thinking. What did we lose? What did we lose? How many? Like I said, Paul Bear wants to bring in 36,000 nurses. You know, they're stuck in Europe because the gatekeepers won't let them come back over here. Well, on that, we're going to open up the border and open up the border to everybody. Americans, Europeans, Central Europeans, South Africans, Northern Africans. Let's open the whole country up then. See how long we last economically. We don't have the infrastructure for that. Instead of paying people coming from Europe, why aren't we replacing these people that lost their, again, another loss? And I'm going back over it again because I want to really hit this home. These guys are word crafters, they're liars, they're deceivers, and they maneuver people. Just like that stupid thing with the incivility. I have no guilt on any level of what I've said. None. I was assaulted. I was the one that had the verbiage directed at because I stood up for my rights. I stood up for my principles. I stood up so I wouldn't be infected with something that, again, it's not even gone through any real trials. It still hasn't gone through any real trials, and yet they're still perpetrating, progressing this thing into everybody. And they're targeting specifics every now and then. It's this age group, that age group. And they're saying now that the deaths on people, they're getting younger and younger and younger. What does that make you think? How does that make you think? Imagine you got a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old boy or girl at home. I know some of y'all hung up on this gender bullshit. I'm old school, so I'm going to call them a boy and a girl. If they got a willy, they're a boy. If they got a flower, they're a girl. It's that simple. Now, if you have a problem with that, you go find yourself the Disney Channel. This channel is not for you. You know, we stick with biological facts, scientific evidence to indicate, you know, oh, you have a seed. Oh, you have an egg. You're male. You're a female. You copulate. Make babies. That's how it's done. If you can't handle that, see ya. There's the door. That's simple. The perspective here I'm trying to get across, your kid goes to school, gets talked into getting a jab, gets the jab, and then drops dead. Who compensates mom and dad since you can't sue the drug company? And how much is that child worth to you? $1,000, $2,000, $1, $1 million. See, if you want to make the government do something, you gotta make it cost them. Then they turn around and raise the gas prices for Canadians, so we have to pay this exorbitantly high gas price so they can collect all this money to replace what they spent. That's how it works in Canada. And as a result of the gas prices going up, everything else you pay for goes up as well. And as a result, they get their money back that way. That's how the system works, if you haven't figured it out. So when we're talking today about, again, losses, we're talking about artificial intelligence controlling society. Talking about being so placid and passive because, you know, we're having incivility. I mean, are you kidding me? Cannibalism becoming legalized. And again, the question is still there. What are you going to do if your neighbors come over for dinner and you happen to be the top of the menu? I know it sounds a little kind of thing, and I get that, but you know what? I'm trying to really hit this home. Because everything else that we've seen, you can no longer now think that can't happen. Go look up zombies on the Canadian government site if you're in Canada. Go look up zombies if you want to check out Amazon. Hell, little things like that, they leave little clues. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind it down. I think I pretty much said everything I need to say. Let me know again how this sounded so that I have an idea, if it's working good. I stopped it at one part of the show and I played it back and it seemed to be okay. But anyway, if you're going to send me feedback, let me remind you again, send it to my email. If you send it to me on Podbean, I can't respond to you. I go click to respond, it just puts me toward the cell phone, and I don't have one. And I don't want one. So, if you have a question or anything you want to talk about or comment, you can put it in the comment section in Podbean, but you can also send me an email. Then I for sure will know what you're that I got something. Alrighty, I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what Jesus, how he lived, what he did, how he acted, what he performed, the message he was speaking. Don't let anybody bullshit you when it comes to the Bible. Read it for you. We got too many people out there wanting to be preachers and teachers that they themselves have no idea what the Bible is really saying or how it's messaging. There may be some good ones there, but for the most part, most of them are bullshit. And they'll preach some prosperity message or some other message. Okay, the message I read earlier today basically tells you what it is, the reality of what a belief means, what it means to hold on to a belief, what it means to hang on to a truth. That's the real gospel message. When you think about the message of, John 3:16, John 3:17, the invitation is to the whole world, not to a select few. It's to the whole world. Okay. And in there, you read that Jesus died so that the world might be saved. That's an important perspective of the whole linchpin to the faith. That you have the opportunity now to come to know Christ because of what he did. But anyway, I don't want to really get into that too much. I figured I'll let you figure it out for yourself. Yeah, again, I want you to read for yourself. I want you to understand it for yourself. Talk to God if you don't know what he's talking. Talk to, and God will send you. He'll send you an answer. Always does. So anyway, but that's when I say read the gospel. Read that with this in mind. I always say at the end of these shows as well, and also read Revelations, because you need to know the game book, the playbook. You need to know the playbook because that's the one they're using. The up on top, I have people up there that are also trying to help everybody. I want to make a comment as well on that too. Okay, there are a lot of people out there now selling buckets. A friend of mine pointed me to eBay. Someone's selling a bucket there for $345. That is not a bucket. That is a joke. And it's not. That is only worth about $50, and that won't even work. So don't get sucked in with some kind of majors, whatever, out there. A lot of guys selling a bucket for almost $700. It's way overpriced. It should be no more than $300 to $350. Tops. There are places that are selling the bucket. Okay, for those of you in Europe, Yanni's over in Europe in Switzerland. He's building the buckets over there because if I ship them from Canada to Europe, it is brutal on the shipping. So you'll save if you go with Yanni. Okay, and I've got another friend of mine down in Mexico right now. She's building them. Fiona's building them. She's got a site there. She's also building them, and they're building them the way that we built them here in Canada. Yanni has improved upon it, so there's a little slight improvement there, but they all work. If you get one from Yona, from me, or from Yanni, they'll work. They are the real deal. So, I'm giving you a heads up so you're not sucked in, and I may have to put a... think it's called a something Commons, and as to act as a patent kind of thing, so that if you see that, like, again, I'm open to let anybody build these things, you know. I don't want them commercialized. If you build them for people and you charge them, that's one thing, you know, especially in your neighborhood or whatever. And if you want to make some money on it, I don't have a problem with that either. But, you know, it would be nice to let me know that you're doing this so that I can see what you're doing and what you're charging. The one on eBay is a joke, is a total joke. The other one, it's a doable device, but it's way overpriced. He's that's ridiculous. And I wouldn't pay for it, and I invented it. So there you go. So anyway, I want you to be aware of that fact too. If you're not sure, contact Yanni in Switzerland, contact Fiona in Mexico, or contact me here in Canada. You know, we'll help you out, you know. And again, if you want to build them, let me know. I have no problem, go for it. You know, just don't gouge people. I would rather those of you out there build them for yourselves. Become autonomous. Just a thought. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, on the top, there are people there. Help them any way you can financially. If you can't help them financially, don't worry about it. Share the message. Share the message. All righty. Okay, so, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.